What's going on, Mafia? What's today? Oh, today's Wednesday. That's right, because you're over there. Today is Wednesday. And I'm going to go ahead and warn you now, okay? Little Miss over there is not in a good mood. She's had a rough real estate day. And I'll let her explain it, and we'll get into a little bit of the conversation. But happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope all you guys. What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, I guess we just go ahead and bring her on now. Hey, interrupter.
I'm not in the mood, Todd.
Y'all need to lift her up. Like, she is seriously not in a good mood today.
I almost didn't come on the show. Like, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I am ill as a hornet today.
What happened?
What has not happened? We're supposed to have a closing Friday. It is now... Who knows if it's even going to close, because all of a sudden the buyer decided to change their loan 2 days before closing. I got nothing. This is one that's been a pain in my backside for a hot minute. There are people waiting to get paid when this closing happens. And so I just think it's extremely selfish of somebody to decide that because they're tired of sending in documentation for a certain loan that they wanted to get in the first place because they didn't want to put any money down. Now they get to change it, mm-hmm. and it affects everyone else. So I don't like selfish people.
That is by far, which I never sold real estate, but I mean, recruiting is sales. Like military recruiting, it is sales. And that was the absolute worst part of the job, is having to wait on other people to do their job so you could do your job. Like, honestly, and I mean this with all my heart, I tell you guys all the time how much I love and appreciate all of you for allowing me to do this. Y'all have no idea how much y'all contribute to my sanity. Because, I mean, other than Graham, which, I mean, I answer to Graham, I do, but I really, not really, but really. But at the end of the day, we're friends, and you know, we both kind of share the same kind of mentality a little bit. Now, I don't have the motor that fella does. Like, Graham's a lot like President Trump. The dude could just roll. But I'm so passionate about what I do, like whatever job it is, like I have to be the best at it. And if I'm not the best, I'm going to look at who's the best and let them know I'm coming for you. But when I cannot do my job until person 2, 3, 4, and 5 do theirs, and they don't care about their career as much as I do, oh my Lord, it freaking drives me crazy. So, and I know you get a lot of that, like with lenders and customers, and
it's ridiculous. Man, it makes me want to walk away every day.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
And this is first world problems. I get it. I'm grateful for my health, and I'm just having an off day, y'all, and y'all just give me some grace, because I know it could be a lot worse, but this closing's been almost a year in the making, so like I'm just fed up.
Keep talking.
Okay. Anyway, there's lots of people in the chat that are hurting, and oh my gosh.
Sorry.
What? You knocked my crossover. Babe, you broke it.
It'd be all right.
I love you.
You just seemed like you needed that.
I did.
Like, you just seemed like you needed that. So, shut up, Punisher. It's because your wife doesn't love you.
Thank God. Like, only 300 people are watching right now.
I don't care if a million people. I'm in front of the whole country.
I know. I don't care. That's not what I'm talking about.
I am that weird dude that doesn't mind PDA in public. I am that
that's
guy.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about because I'm in such a bad mood. Okay. I did pray about it. I'm still praying about it in the back of my mind. So, okay, let's go. I'm going to get better.
All right. So, confession. Not really a confession, because I asked you guys, and this is why, shock free, if any of y'all are in the chat right now, throw that Discord up for me. This is why you need to be in the Discord, because I've very often make an ass of myself. And I don't mind sharing it.
I heard about this.
I really don't. I really don't mind sharing it.
Oh.
So on social media today, I was insulted, but I didn't know it was an insult.
Was it on a reel or what?
Yeah, somebody like commented on something I posted and then sent me a message, you know, But it wasn't like one of those hate-filled messages, like, F you, I hope you die, yada, yada. It wasn't one of those. And the message was, listen, man, or something like, hey, your Grindr profile is on fire. I had no idea what that meant. Like, I don't know. I didn't know what a Grindr was. So, of course, I put it in the Discord. And this is why you need to be in the Discord. And you guys let me know. People on Instagram let me know. Apparently, Grindr is a Tinder for gay people.
I mean, baby, the name alone now, you should have known it was something. Babe, why didn't you Google it? Why didn't you Google it before you went live with, my Grindr profile? Like, why didn't you just Google it? Everything.
I guess I could have, but then yeah. I'm glad I didn't, because then that's in my search history. And I don't need that in my search history.
No, you just need it on social media for people to go, I have a Grindr profile.
Being on social media, I can be honest, all right? And I can be open. And, you know, I mean, if you went through my, like, browser history and you saw Grindr, come on now.
I haven't looked at your browser history in years.
Come on. But now, let me be clear about this. I am strictly no dickly, like, 100%. I don't even like looking at mine. I don't understand the gay thing. I don't. There's nothing attractive about that thing.
You don't like
it
a one-eyed
like
monster?
A sea creature.
You don't like a one-eyed monster?
What?
You don't like a one-eyed monster?
I know. They're horrible looking. Like, I swear. It's like when God made man in his image, I mean, he made us perfect and beautiful, and he had a little bit of stuff left over, and he didn't know what to do with it, and just was like, all right, right there. It was look, I'm going to ask him when I get up there. I'm like, Lord, that it was an afterthought, wasn't it? Like, it was an afterthought. But I'm just saying. And I'm so off base.
I know. Hang on. Just, y'all, thank you so much for, like, putting up with me for a minute and all these sweet messages. I'm trying to read them all. It's hard to keep up in the chat and all the things, but I got my attitude in check now.
You what?
I have my attitude in check now.
Wow, okay. You can be mad. I mean, you can be Christian and still be a Christian and be pissed. I mean, the Lord flips some tables. You know?
I'm ready to flip something. Okay.
Okay. Watch it. Watch it now. Watch it.
Maybe I'm ready to get flipped.
Welcome to the real, folks. I mean, that's why y'all show up.
Maybe I'm wanting to get flipped.
Well, you need to speak into the microphone.
What?
Like, you was like way over here.
I was trying to, so you can hear me.
Well, I mean, that's going to happen. See, you need to stop. Like, we got kids that watch this.
They don't know what I'm talking.
And this
about.
Is real. I mean, this is why y'all show up, because I mean, this is who we are. Yeah. Like, legit. This is who we are.
We give y'all the PG version.
I ain't apologizing for it.
So, we give y'all the PG version.
Having said all that, so cops are flooded with DC right now, and I'm gonna tell you something. These popo in DC, they ain't playing. Like, they slinging people against cars. They slamming people. They tasing folks. I'm loving every second of it, all right, because I firmly believe that it's going to take a lot to get our country back on the track, all right, back on the track when we were all kids, you know, the America that we grew up loving. Now, I still love my country, all right, but we one thing that has got to change, and it's got to happen fast, we got to start having some kids that have respect for authority, like police officers. You know, I'm going to be real with you. We need adults with respect for authority.
I get you,
but
set the example, grown
personally,
ups.
I think 100% it should be a crime that when you get pulled over, you're doing this right here in the cop's face. Yeah. I think that should be a crime.
I don't like that.
I think it should be a crime. But on the flip side of that, to protect people,
they
I
have
think
theirs.
Body cams
they
should
have
be
theirs. Yeah.
Nationwide. And they yeah. should be turned on, body cams, all that stuff. And that's all you need is that one camera. I think that if you shove a phone in a cop's face and start recording, I think they should slap the shit out of it. Like, just pow, knock it right out your hand. If it breaks, it breaks. I do it. I don't care. I don't care.
He's probably gone.
Oh, look.
He's probably gone now, but Chad.
There's Chad.
Called you gay.
Chad called me gay?
He did.
Only for you, boo-boo.
You're the only one.
It's the cowboy hat. I can't help myself.
It does it for him.
It's a cowboy hat. Anyway, so there is wonderful news. We talked about it this morning on Dear America. So Texas has officially gone, or the Senate has approved the redistricting, which is great. I'm loving, I've said it before, we're fighting fire with fire. I'm absolutely loving every second of it. But the best thing about this entire movement that Greg Abbott is doing and Ken Paxton is doing is Jasmine Crockett will lose her seat.
That's pretty amazing.
That's not the cherry on top. All right, it's not. That is the base. That's the whole cake for me.
Tell us about the cherry, baby.
That is the whole cake for me. That demon. Great. We have a tornado watch.
What?
My phone just
went off. I heard it like.
Yeah, great. Anyway, so let's get on with the show. We got some random clips showing, and I actually want to get a lady's opinion on what we talked about on Dear America this morning. But I saw this clip, and I'm gonna be real with you. This scared the absolute hell out of me. So this person went to, I want to say Norway. Let me read this real quick. Yeah, dude went to Norway and encountered something that is the reason why, and Kendra will attest to this, the reason why I don't get in the ocean above my waist.
Mm, I don't either.
I don't at all. And it's because of stuff like this right here. Watch this shit. Look at this.
He's bigger than the boat.
That's a shark.
Not for me.
That's a shark.
Oof.
Uh-uh. I'm not getting in the ocean. I don't care that this is Norway.
We're supposed to go to the beach in a couple of weeks.
Look at that thing.
He's just chilling like a villain.
I mean, oh, it's as big as the boat.
I'd have to change my pants about right now.
Yeah.
Not even joking, y'all. Woo. I don't know. That's.
No.
It's the size of the boat he's in, basically, right? Or am I seeing that a weird angle?
I mean,
he's close.
This is, like, I don't understand. And it's
pretty, though.
We got to call it for what it is. It's a white people thing. All right, the parasailing and the snorkeling and the scuba diving.
That's racist,
Todd. It's a white people thing. White people do dumb stuff like that. What you gonna do when you come face to face with that? Nothing. You ain't doing nothing.
You gonna sit there and watch it?
Like, and that's why I do not get in the ocean above my waist anymore. I don't. Because once you do that, you go from the top of the food chain to the bottom. Like, instant. I will tell you, when I was in the Army, me and my recruiting partner, we went to the Virgin Islands. And we did go scuba diving. In the Virgin Islands. And that's the first time I did it and the last time I did it. Because that's when I realized how serious it is down there. Like, I ain't doing it.
I'm not trying to be funny. Why did you show that clip again?
Why?
Yeah.
Of the shark?
Yeah. Just because it was close? Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Because it's a big ass shark.
I just didn't know if it was going anywhere else.
No, it's not going anywhere, except to say, stay out the ocean.
Well, somebody said it's a whale shark. They're harmless. It's got teeth.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Wait. We just watched that special. There's a special on Max right now that it was in Florida somewhere.
Yeah.
Where, three attacks happened by a bull shark. And like, oh, they're supposed to be harmless. Yeah, until they ain't.
Yeah.
They're not anyway. So let's get off the shark. A lot of people are getting bored with it. And a lot of people are saying they would pet it. What? No. All right. So this dude is back. This dude has posted like 3 or 4 videos on TikTok in the last like 24 hours. Okay. And as soon as I saw his stupid face, I immediately knew who he was. So check this moron out. And I'm going to go ahead and apologize for the language up front.
I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't fucking understand. I do not understand. I cannot comprehend this. I do not get how any of this is okay with any of you MAGA fuckers. I don't get it. Seriously, what is it about our lives that makes you feel like you need to control them, or whatever we're doing with our lives affects you fucking personally? I couldn't even imagine looking at someone that I have never even met and being, oh, I fucking hate that guy because he believes differently than me, or she loves somebody different than me. What the fuck? There's literally fucking martial law in goddamn DC right now. And you fuckers think that this is okay. What is wrong with you? Fuck!
Talk about a temper tantrum. And here's the part about this whole this clip. All right. And I'll show you who this idiot is. I promise you, you've seen him before. You have. If you watch me and Graham on Deer, you've seen him before. But here's what I don't understand. So he's pissed off because, according to him, MAGA hates everything that doesn't agree with them. I don't see any videos out there. You remember them gay Timothy Waltz Harris hats that were camouflaged and had the orange stuff on it? Y'all remember them gay hats that Timothy Waltz come out with?
I
never saw a video of somebody that was voting for Trump snatching one of those hats off of somebody and throwing it. I don't ever remember seeing somebody wearing a Biden t-shirt or a Harris Waltz t-shirt going to a sporting event and literally being escorted out because of the shirt they're wearing.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Okay? I don't remember any of that. I don't remember seeing any of that. No, here's where you're wrong, pumpkin. All right? Here's where you're wrong. We don't care what you believe. Okay? And when I say we, I'm speaking for everybody in this chat because I know my audience and I know my folks and I know my mafia well enough to know. We don't care what you believe. All right, we don't care what you identify as. We don't care who you vote for. We don't care about that. Like, it doesn't enrage us. It doesn't bother. We don't care. All right, here's where we draw the line. It's when you want to create national policy for 99% of the population because of 1% of the population's feelings get hurt. That's where we draw the line. No, it's you retards that want to set Teslas on fire, you know, hate American Eagle jeans because of a stupid commercial. Like, it's you morons that do that. But here's the funny part. Like, we don't make videos of dropping the F-bomb every other word and saying GD and screaming and acting like a lunatic, all right, because you do this dumb stuff. Like, we don't do that, all right? That's all you, Pudding Pop. That's all you.
Yeah. It is.
All right. But it gets better. It gets better. Here's the second video that the Peckerwood posted. It gets better.
I'm leaving my kids, my family, my house, my job, my cat, and everything else just to fucking drive to D.C. right now. I'm driving from Michigan to Washington, D.C. because Pedo 47 is a piece of shit, and I'm going to stick up for my fucking fellow citizens. So fuck you, MAGA. I'm on my way to D.C.
Ooh.
To do what? Like,
he didn't clarify.
To what?
And he did say, he said to stand up for my fellow, or I don't know. I really wasn't listening, if I'm being honest.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised that this man, husband, father,
we'll use that left term his loosely. Family? Nope.
Is anybody surprised?
Beta. Not at all.
Hang on. I got to show you. I just thought of this one. I can't believe I didn't put it in there. We'll talk about it later. Okay. And also, is anybody surprised he has a cat?
Not at all. I'm so tickled because he made sure to mention that.
Yeah.
I'm leaving my wife, my kids,
I'm sorry,
my cats.
I don't go with the crazy cat lady stuff like Graham does, but I will tell you, I hate a cat with a passion. I hate them. There's a You can't back off this. There's a reason why the Egyptians made cats the gatekeepers of hell.
Oh, shut up.
They're demons. They're absolute demons. All right. But I want this guy to video everything he does when he gets to D.C.
I hope he goes live.
Huh?
I hope he goes live when he gets there. I'm in D.C., you MAGA.
Burr, 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 burr. No, I want to see him walk up to a federal agent and just scream and cuss and yell. Try poking him. Poke him in the chest.
I'm so irritated.
Like, I pray for it. Pray for it. So if you're wondering who this guy is, and like, I've seen him before. Where have I seen him before? We've talked about him before. Here he is. Here's the guy right here. This is him. Y'all remember this dude?
Oh, the one who wears
his
army.
Yeah, this is him.
As a veteran, I will say this as many times as I need to. Donald Trump is a traitor and a coward. And if you voted for him as a service member, you are as well. Donald Trump is a coward and a traitor.
All right, first off.
And this is the guy that you said.
First off, private. because that's your rank. Take your hands out your pockets. Take your hands out your pockets.
Donald Trump is a coward and a traitor. And if you voted for him, you're a traitor as well. Donald Trump is a traitor and a coward. And if you voted for him, so...
Well, there's no rank on that caller. None.
How are you? So, this was my first uniform when I went to Iraq the first time. Yeah. And I'm going to say this one last
and
time.
Let's see. He's a specialist, so he's an E4, or was a specialist, so he's literally nobody. And where's the rank on your hat there, soldier? And why are you wearing a hat? Why are you wearing a cover indoors?
I think we all know that he got this from the Army surplus
store. Donald Trump is a traitor and a coward.
It's not his.
And if you veterans and service members have voted for him, you're also a traitor and a coward.
This is from my second time over there. So I know what the hell I'm talking about.
I don't think you do. And let me just be clear. Y'all know how much I love the military. Mm-hmm. I do. I love it. I would not trade my military career for nothing. But I will say this. Just because somebody wore a uniform doesn't mean they know what the hell they're talking about. Yeah. I promise you. We have, if not more, we have just as many dipshit idiots as civilians do. I promise. I promise. But yeah, that was him. That was him. I'm going to try to do it at like the 35, 40 minute mark. We're going to open up the phone lines.
Okay.
Because y'all haven't gotten to talk to Kendra in a while. And I want to give you guys the opportunity to do it today. But I have to say, Charlie Kirk he's so smart. God, mm-hmm. I wish I was as smart
Me
as he
too.
Was. Or is. He's still alive. But what he just said on, was it CNBC, was a masterclass. It's 2 minutes and we might listen to the whole thing. Check this out.
In a post-COVID world, we
so I'm not, just an no, idealist you, to believe
no,
that
on,
we can...
Hold on, Andrew.
You're not the left. You're not intolerant. You're not going with this. Yeah. We did not receive any apologies from the ruling class that lied to us repeatedly during COVID. The lockdowns, the efficacy of the vaccine, mask mandates, school closures, and we just act as if it didn't happen. And I don't think the American ruling class understands the undermining of their credibility that happened when the entire country had their lives thwarted, especially young people. We're just supposed to like reopen the country and be like, well, why don't you trust us anymore? Well, it's because the Hunter Biden laptops, right. Russian disinformation, no, 50 so Intel operations signed this letter. No, and you know I'm making right. a good point here because there was no... There was no contrition.
That's just one example.
And again, I could go one after
Look,
the other.
No. I would say that actually COVID, to me, I mean, this is actually generational, is actually very much like the 2008 crisis in a way. Okay, that spawned Occupy Wall Street. This has sort of spawned a different sort of political
Do you want to do Russia
movement.
Collusion? Do you want to do the laptop? Do you want to do, I mean, take your pick on the way things are covered in this country.
All I'm suggesting, though, is this full-on, constant relitigation of what took place in the past, as opposed to a clear-eyed view of what's happening now.
I would just interject respectfully that it's not just first of all, no one was held accountable largely for what happened.
That's
right?
Why I said it's sort of like 2008, because a lot of people thought all those bankers were supposed to go to jail,
yeah,
frankly.
Well, and honestly, there should have been, I think there should have been some administration of justice. That's a separate issue. I was young at the time. I can only speak about what we're living through now. And a lot of the COVID injustices we are still seeing today with younger people and their ability to own homes, with the inflation that President Trump is trying to fix that was inherited right. by Joe Biden. So what I'm getting at, and I know a lot of the C-suite of America watches this program, they might understand where is this populist fervor coming from, is that you have missed the mark on so many of
okay.
the core
so
proclamations you made to the American people.
And that's what the left is trying to do. And that's what they've always done. All right. They label us conspiracy theorists. They label us the crazy people. They shut down our social media accounts. And when it comes out that we were all right all along, we were right the whole time. We were right. They go, why are you talking about the past, bro? That was so yesterday. Like, why don't we focus on our future and not worry about our past? No, I'm focusing on the past right now. Okay. 100% focus on the past. All right. So this is what I want to get your opinion on right here. Little girl.
I'm listening.
All right. So Carolyn Leavitt made an announcement of how the president is going to handle homeless people in the D.C. area. Okay. Mm-hmm. Me and Graham gave our opinion on this morning. I want yours. Okay. Because you are one of the worst people that I know of that will literally empty yourself to help somebody that might not deserve it.
I'm learning.
Me included. I didn't deserve it. Thank God you kept on, because you know.
You anyway, were worth
all right,
it.
This is for you.
Unrelated topic. Regarding the president's efforts in Washington, D.C., do you have any specifics about how homeless people will be dealt with, where they would be moved to? What does this look like?
I do, yes. And it's an important question, so thank you for raising it. The Metropolitan Police Department, with the support of the new federal agencies who have been surging on the streets of the District of Columbia, are going to enforce the laws that are already on the books here in Washington, D.C. For far too long, these laws have been completely ignored, and the homelessness problem has ravaged the city. So DC Code 221307 and DC Municipal Regulation 24100 give the Metropolitan Police Department the authority to take action when it comes to homeless encampments. So homeless individuals will be given the option to leave their encampment, to be taken to a homeless shelter, to be offered addiction or mental health services, and if they refuse, they will be susceptible to fines or to jail time. Again, these are pre-existing laws that are already on the books. They have not been enforced, which is part of the reason for this federalizing of the National Guard to bring in this assistance for law enforcement.
Okay, so
what's the question again?
All right, this is what they're going to do. They're going to offer. They're going to say, "Hey,
no, I heard her."
All right, so you're good with this?
100%. Well, and let me tell you why.
Huh? Yes, please do.
What did you say?
I said that was quick.
No, I mean, it's not rocket science. You have these options. You're living on the streets. There's a lot of riffraff going on as a result of a lot of people living on the streets. So you have some choices. We can take you to a shelter. We can get you some addiction help or mental health help. Or you can go to jail. It's not hard. I take door three. Like, what are you talking about? What are we talking about? I'm serious. Like, and I didn't get to watch the show this morning. I haven't watched the show in 3 days because I'm jumping on the chat every once in a while. But real estate is just real estate.
Yeah. Well, that was my whole thing. Is like,
so what did you and Graham say this morning? What did you and Graham say?
Well, there were some trolls in the chat this morning that were like, "Well, you can't be a real Christian if you're just going to take a homeless person and throw them in jail."
They didn't. That is not what she said. She said we're enforcing the law that has been the law, which is why it's in such crap shape now as it is anyway, because nobody has been enforcing the law. Okay, so, and she literally said, you have choices. You make the choice to not leave, then you made the choice to go to jail. And that's just how I see it. I don't care, period.
And
even in jail, you're getting three hots and a cot. So shut up.
Yeah, I agree.
Today's not the day.
That's where it's kind of finicky for me, okay? Because, I mean, I'll tell you, I'll give you the shirt off my back, like in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, I'll give you the shirt off my back to help people in bad situations. And I understand people make mistakes. I understand people make boo-boos. They make bad life choices. But I don't fault people for making mistakes because God knows I've made them. But when you make those mistakes, here come the consequences.
100%.
You reap what you sow. I mean, that's biblical. But here's what people forget. All right. You know, you want to hear you reap what you sow, but the math you don't think about. Remember,
oh, yeah.
The harvest is always twice the size of the seed. All right. Corn seed's this big, but that daggum stalk's 8 foot tall. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you're sowing just a whole bunch of bad stuff, guess what? That consequence is going to be huge. And if you're sowing good stuff, you're going to get a lot of great, big, beautiful, good stuff in return. And so I've always been the proponent of, yes, I'll give you the shirt off my back, but if you're not willing to help yourself, that's where I draw the line.
Okay, and so I'm going to speak to the chat real quick because John Kennel, I see you in this chat every day. Much love for you, sir, but I'm going to respectfully disagree to an extent, and here's why. He said being homeless should not be a crime. Well, I hear what you're saying, but my point is it is a crime because they have a law about it. And so if they were just picking folks up and taking them to jail, then I'd have a problem with it. But they're not. They're giving you a choice. They're offering you shelter. They're offering you help for addiction and or mental health. And so if you refuse, then the law says you go to jail. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah.
I mean,
listen.
And I get it. Like, I'm not saying, oh, you're homeless. Well, shame on you. You made bad choices. You get the... No, again, y'all, first and foremost, they are offering help and support, okay? They're offering help and support. Yeah. Get out of this tent. Go to this shelter. You have a drug addiction? We got something to help you with that. Mm-hmm. You're depressed or have PTSD? Hello? I've been depressed. PTSD. We're offering you help. If you don't want the help, then you have to go to jail because we're trying to clean up the streets because you're breaking the law. And I don't understand why there's any more argument about it. Maybe I'm just in a bad mood today and I have no empathy. But that's where I'm at today.
Yeah. Well, and that's my thing. Like, you know, the left goes nuts about how low the minimum wage is right now. And, you know, a lot of the, and I'm not saying that the guy that made that comment is a leftist. I don't at all.
Who? In the chat?
Yeah, the guy.
No, he's not. He's not. He's one of our people.
Here's where I'm at. And yeah, this is harsh, but I do believe firmly in tough love. I 100% believe in tough love. Minimum wage was never destined to be for people our age. Mm-mm. Okay. And I said that this morning. Minimum wage was never intended to be for a 40-year-old. Okay. Minimum wage is for the 15, 16-year-old that's working at Captain D's, Blockbuster, you know, starting their life, and you progress. So I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. If you're my age and you're making minimum wage, then something's wrong.
Like, unless you made some bad choices and you're rebuilding.
That's what I'm saying.
But like what he's saying is if you're at minimum wage in a year from now, you shouldn't still be at minimum wage.
Yeah, exactly.
You should advance in whatever job you have.
Yeah. Homeless is the same thing. I don't have a problem with people being homeless. My heart breaks for them 100%.
Yes. That's not what I was meaning to say either.
If you lay in that tent for 6 weeks, and only poke and your head out to piss on the side of the road or take a dump in a paint can. I have no respect and no sympathy for you. None whatsoever. None. I don't. Okay. I made a boo-boo. And I'm man enough to admit that I was wrong. All right. And thanks to Kendra for pointing this out to me. All right. I showed y'all the tweet yesterday, and it read from Rick at Rumble, and it read exactly like I thought it read. Apparently, I was wrong. You read the whole thing, didn't you?
I didn't know, but somebody in the chat said what it said, and then you pulled it back up, didn't you?
Yeah, but I didn't read the actual like
the comment
section.
Apparently,
I don't know if Rick misspoke, but everything I told you guys about subscribing to a particular channel gives you the premium content of that channel. I was wrong. And I'm man enough to admit that I was wrong. Okay. So you still have to sign up for Rumble Premium to get Rumble Premium. And I will say, I do apologize to you guys for that.
He didn't mean to.
Because some of you people actually spent $5 and didn't get the premium content that I said you would. But I showed you the tweet from Rick yesterday, and I don't know how I can read that any different than what I read.
Yeah, I think he clarified down in the comments, according to somebody in the chat or something. But so sorry about that, y'all.
Yeah, that's totally
unsubscribe my fault. If you want to, whatever you got to do. But apparently you do have to be a premium. It's something to do with content creators or something.
Yeah.
I forget the... I don't get into that, but...
And speaking of Rumble Premium, I'm going to read this ad for you guys. And for those of you that don't have it, here's a way for you to save some money, okay, by getting Rumble Premium. All right, look, listen, the reason I subscribe to Rumble Premium, because I'll be real with you, I'm like y'all, I don't watch people's premium content, like Dr. Disrespect and Timcast. I don't do it. I just don't. And I'm not mad that you guys don't do it, all right? But... the reason I have Rumble Premium is simple. The ads. Mm-hmm. I hate ads. Like, with a passion. Like, I am the guy. when Alabama plays, and you can ask Kendra this, it's the truth. I record the game, and I wait an hour and a half before I start watching it so I can fast forward the commercials because I hate them that much.
Sometimes.
Like, I'm extremely pissed off.
Sometimes he can't wait.
Right now, because you pay extra for the no ads with Hulu, and you still get ads. You still get them from other networks, and it drives me crazy. But here's what you can do. You can scan this QR code right here, wherever it is. I can't ever get that right. You can scan this QR code and save you some money on getting Rumble Premium so you guys can watch the Dear America after party, after show, whatever you want to call it, okay? So you can go to rumble.com/premium. You can use promo code STUDIO, all right, and this will save you some money. It's $10 off the annual subscription, which I think is like $90 or something like that. And I understand there are some people in the chat that can't afford it, and I get that, all right? Not asking you to do it, not telling you you need to do it, but I made a boo-boo, and there you go. There's your scan that or go to rumble.com/premium and use code STUDIO. So let's – you know what? I need an opinion.
Okay.
All right, watch, from you. I already got what your opinion on for. This. I already got your opinion, but I need yours, okay? I need your opinion on you guys, all right? So – and in the live chat – and. After this, I tell you what, we'll go straight to the phones after this. I'll let Kendra do some talking real quick because we haven't answered calls in forever. All right, so I made a reel. Shut up, Punisher. I made a reel, and I haven't posted it yet because it could be borderline racist, but I'm not sure. All right, so my response, the reel that I created, and in the chat, let me know. Todd, that's borderline, or no, you're good, bro, you're good. So my response was to this particular clip right here, all right? I'm going to play it, I'm going to tell you what my response to it was, and you tell me if it's racist or not.
You don't think more police make streets safer?
No, Joe, I'm a black woman in America. I do not always think that more police make streets safer. When you walk down the streets of Georgetown, you don't see a police officer on every corner, but you don't feel unsafe.
Okay, so this bald-headed, this bald-headed lady right here was asked the question, you don't think more police equals safer streets? And she says, no, I'm a black woman. And when I walk through the streets of Georgetown, there's not a cop on every corner. And I don't feel unsafe. So she feels safe in Georgetown. Here's the deal, folks. And this was my response. You tell me if it's racist or not. Georgetown is about 65 to 68% white. Georgetown holds the top 20% of earners in this country. And that's all I said. I said, I didn't say it. She said it. I didn't say it. Don't blame me. Don't be mad at me. That's not me. She said it. What the place she's talking about is 68% white and has the top 20% of earners in this country there. So... Listen, I know what the left will do. They'll call me a racist because of the accent. But I feel like all I did was state facts. What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I said, yeah, if it's facts, it's facts. But people twist facts every day to fit their agenda. So you go on.
I didn't do that. I went straight to the demographics, like census
of
Georgetown.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. But they will twist your production or whatever you want to call it of the facts, presenting the facts, they will twist that and use it against you. So do what you wish with it. I'm just telling you. I know you're not being racist, but they're gonna flick the script on you. So go ahead on
Jennifer, can
self.
You talk without the accent? No, it's not possible.
Heck,
I don't even know how. Because I can't hear it.
Try.
All right.
It's gonna be good.
Give me a sentence.
I love my wife.
I love my wife.
That was terrible. I love my wife.
I can't do it because I don't hear it.
Well, first of all, if you didn't sound like somebody who was deaf that couldn't talk, like, I mean, you're...
Well, it's hard to...
It's a sentence, like, not repeat one word after
me. Not speak with an accent.
I love my wife.
Can't hear it.
I love my wife.
I love my wife.
I love my wife. Wife.
Wife.
There you go.
Wife.
But he's still.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said Bart like a dog.
That was great.
Dance monkey. All right. Let's. I'm gonna go ahead and sign into this software so we can get some calls going. Let me pull it up real quick. Kendra, if you got anything you want to say real quick, go ahead and say it.
I've seen some, you know, comments about the homelessness stuff and all that. And somebody said, you know, well, not all wages can be a living, yada, yada. And I agree 100%. You know, when the deals close, I make decent money for sure. I will also tell you that in June and July, I had zero deals closed because of other people who were not.
You are now in the host room
job.
And can manage your callers from the call-in studio web interface.
What did Kendra do? Signed up to sell products with another company. If you're not having multiple streams of income right now, I don't know how you're making it. And we make decent money. So that's all. I mean, and maybe you're like, well, you're just, you know, supporting what I just said. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, if you want it, you'll go after it and get it. That's just where I'm at.
Well, my whole thing about like the homeless, the are you successful or not, you know, argument here. Are you making minimum wage? My whole argument is this. Like, look, I grew up in the trailer park. Mm-hmm. All right. We had nothing. Like my father worked before he owned his own business. My father worked at Pepsi during the day. And he worked at a gas station called Cal City at night. All right, I hardly saw him because he was working so much to try to make ends meet. And I don't even want to get on the story of what my mom did. Like, I mean, I don't even want to do that. All right, but I grew up in the trailer park. I was the oldest of four, and I knew my family wasn't affording to send me to college. That wasn't happening. So I joined the Army. Mm-hmm. And then out of the Army, I got a good paycheck. I got good health benefits. I knew I didn't have a college education at the time. I knew stay. You get paid for the rest of your life. I don't have to worry about Medicare, Medicaid, or none of that stuff. I don't have to worry about that stuff. All right, because I've got health insurance till the day I die. And did it suck? Oh yeah, yeah. I got more metal in my body than Wolverine right now, and I hurt every day. But that, I mean, that's just a sacrifice you make. All right. Phone lines are now open. The little ticker down here. And we just going to keep answering phone calls until we got to go. We got to go hang out with TJ. So here we go. First caller. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the hot seat. You live with Todd and Kendra. You got 60 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on? It's Bro Live. How you doing?
What's up, bro?
First things first, Roll Tide. Second, Kendra, I'm terribly sorry you had a horrible day, and I pray that tomorrow is a much gooder one.
Thank you.
Third, I had a question to see if we could cover this on Dear America. If not, it's not really part of what we normally cover, but that's all right. So I understand if we don't. But the EPA and what they're doing with emissions for diesels in particular, it's starting to go down as in regulatory stuff, but I was just curious if that's something we could keep our eye on. Again, if not, that's fine. But
okay,
I'll tell you what, bro.
I will look into it myself, and we'll try to hit it a little bit tomorrow.
Sweet. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Who's the best Avenger?
The best Avenger? Well, hold, time out now. Hold up. Are we talking about my favorite Avenger or the strongest Avenger?
Let's do both.
All right, both? My favorite, based on the movies, not the comic books, my favorite Avenger has to be Iron Man because Tony Stark is my spirit animal.
I like him.
100%. The strongest Avenger, I hate to say it, I do, but you can't argue with me, is Captain Marvel.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Strongest, I would have said the same thing. The best has to be Captain America, bro. I mean, Tony Stark's great and everything.
I love him.
Cap's personality just takes the cake.
My favorite Captain America, and I know we're getting nerdy here, but I don't care. My absolute favorite Captain America moment was in Endgame when he had to fight himself and he beat himself up and the Captain America was laying face down and he looked at him and he goes, "That is America's ass right there." I love that. That was hilarious.
Yep.
That was great.
That was great. That would That goes down as my second favorite. My first favorite was in the first Avengers when Black Widow tells him they're basically like gods when Thor and Loki was fighting.
Yeah, he said,
there's only one god, ma'am.
And he doesn't dress like that. Yep, I love it. I love it.
Yep.
I love
anyway,
it. Thanks for the call, dude.
Love y'all. Take care.
Hey, there's a comment, a chat that I think you could. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
that you could speak to. I don't. You want me to pin it? I don't know how to
read it.
Okay, I'm ex-Army. This is from Stephen W.T. Suki. Mm-hmm. I'm ex-Army. I have anger issues.
I got it right here. I see it. Oh, no, that's... Never mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby.
Third time. I'm ex-Army. I have anger issues. How did Todd fix that? Because it's messing up my relationship with my wife.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. All right, so I do struggle with I do struggle with that still. And we are going to get back to the phones, guys, but I do feel obligated
to answer
this question because I literally went through it myself. So you got Steven, was that right?
Yes.
All right, so Steven asked a question. You know, ex-Army has major anger issues and it's messing up his relationship with his wife, all right, or in his marriage. All right, this is a two-part answer. Okay. Number one, I think it's very important for spouses that are married to people that were military deployed and that struggle with PTSD and struggle with anger and stuff like that. They've got to understand when to leave that person alone. Okay. Because there are situations that we can't control. Like when one of my ticks sets me off, I'm out of control. Like, I don't mean like dangerously out of control, but Kendra has been with me when my anxiety was at a whole nother level where I could barely function. So you have to have a spouse that understands that. Okay. The biggest problem I see with men that were in the military that served, that struggle with PTSD, anxiety, is the fear of asking for help. That we were raised, most of us were raised in a generation where you're a coward if you ask for help.
Do you think it's the fear or it's the stigma?
Well, that too, because here's the thing.
I don't think you were scared to ask for help. I think you were a little too proud to ask for help, part of it.
Well, yeah, it is. One, it's pride, but in defense of my brothers and sisters, in defense.
No, I'm not attacking.
We were trained... That uniform was, you know, we were just talking about superheroes. Yeah. And I'll be the first to tell you, my career didn't end on my terms.
Yeah.
Okay, it did not. They cut my career short due to injury. And they medically retired me because I had enough years, but I had too many injuries to function as a soldier. And so when that uniform got taken away from me, it was like Superman taking off his cape. You know, when I wore the uniform, I felt indestructible, like nothing could get to me. And when you take that thing off, two things happen. You, Johnny Marine, where's my super suit off The Incredibles? You lose your super suit, but you also can lose your identity. Like a lot of us joined at a very young age. And so that's all I knew. So, but going back to the answer, number one, let me tell you, medication is not enough. Mm-hmm. Medication is not enough. All right. Klonopin, all that stuff is not enough. It's not. It'll treat the symptom, but it doesn't treat the sickness. And so you have to be brave enough.
It doesn't treat the trauma. You have to heal the trauma. No medication is going to do that.
Yeah, correct. Like I said, it treats the symptoms. Mm-hmm. But you need to go sit down with somebody one-on-one. All right, one-on-one. And then after a few months of doing that, go sit down with somebody with your spouse. Because spouses need an education on this stuff too, because they don't understand it. Like we borderline do and we're going through it. But spouses need to understand it as well. Okay? And most importantly, everybody that asked this question for me and Johnny Marine, I was getting to that as well. I would like to know where your relationship with God is. That would be my first question is, what is your relationship with God look like? Because let me tell you something, and I'm just going to be real with you, dude. If you try to go at it alone, you're not going to make it.
You're going to fail.
And I'm not saying that. I'm just being real with you. You're not going to make it, dude. You're not. Okay. It's only because I had people for praying for me when I was too stupid to pray for myself. And that I finally got the help that I needed. I had this one right over here that was extremely patient with me. I can't even tell you that I'm not over it 100%. I'm not even close. I still have a long way to go.
You're much better though.
But I'm a way better. Way, way, way better. But number one, what's your relationship with God look like? And that's something that you need to take to God in prayer every day. Every day. Every single day, because you can't do it alone. But with God's help and no support from your spouse, it's going to be a struggle. Like, it's going to be a big time struggle. All right. And last but not least, leave the alcohol alone, dude. Trust me when I tell you, been there, done it, tried to use alcohol as a crutch.
Coping mechanism.
It makes it worse. Like, alcohol only intensifies whatever feeling you're going with at the time. If you're angry, alcohol is going to intensify that anger to rage. If you're horny, alcohol is going to intensify that to a whole nother level. All right. So leave the alcohol alone. I hope that's the answer you're looking for, brother. And we pray for you, for real. I've been there, been on Struggle Street with that for God almighty for 16 years. No, longer than that. Over 20 years at this point. So I get it. All right, back to the calls. What's going on? Welcome to the hot seat. You are live with Todd and Kendra. You got 60 seconds. Go.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hey. Can you hear us?
You still there?
Yeah, sorry. One second. Okay. Just stepping outside.
Oh, okay.
Is this Misty?
This is Alicia. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Misty.
Did say it. This is Misty.
Oh, sorry.
She's at the hospital.
No. Sorry about that. Okay, sorry, I got distracted.
Tell us about. Give us an update on your mom. Did you cut her off?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Am I talking to you guys?
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. All right, this isn't Misty. This is Alicia.
Oh, it's Alicia. Okay.
Oh, Alicia. I'm sorry. I thought you said Misty.
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to get out of work real quick. Try to talk to you real quick. But I wanted to thank you guys for – I didn't know that Will had messaged in to Todd last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you guys for the prayers and the advice that you guys shared. I don't know what happened, but like I got home and he – he had met me there and we did a lot of talking and praying and stuff like that. But he had me watch it with him so I could hear both of your guys' response. And I think, Kendra, you had mentioned that I can't, I guess, throw it in his face of like what he did.
Mm-mm.
Can you hear, Kendra?
Yes. I said you cannot keep bringing it up if it's been forgiven. But I also said if it's being brought up, it's not healed. Okay. And whatever that means, if that means it's not healed because you need to go do more individual counseling, you're not healed from that wound and that hurt. But I also said if you didn't cause that hurt and that wound, he cannot put a timeline on your healing. And whoever created this mess, I'm not saying he, she, whoever created this mess, if they want to fix it and stick it out, they've got to be in the suck, no matter how long it takes, no matter what it takes. And that's just how I feel about it. And if they don't want to be in the suck, they need to walk and let the other person move on with their life. Is that not what I said?
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Perfect. If it's not what I said.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just trying to make sure because he had mentioned that I don't mean to bring it up. It's just
You're still hurt. You're still, I mean, it's raw. It's fresh. How long ago was this? A month, maybe?
Then maybe like a month, and then 2 weeks since he's been home.
Yeah,
you got anything to add for that?
We've actually been able to talk about it face to face.
You got anything to add to that timeline we're trying to
throw?
Yeah,
there is no, that needs to be understood by both parties, is there's no timeline on that kind of stuff. Like, you know, hurt is hurt. And I agree with Kendra. My thing is like both parties need to have a conversation and either agree that this is something that we're going to work through
together
or we're not. And either decision is fine. Either one of you have the right, because you don't have a ring on your finger. Either one of you have the right to say, you know what, I don't think we can make it. You know, what you dang sure don't need to do is go ahead and throw the ring on, because you can't walk into a marriage with, you cannot have a lot of things in a marriage, okay? You cannot have, people say finances is the number one problem. You cannot have money and make it, okay? You cannot have money and make it. But there's two things you can't have, that you have to have in order for a marriage to be successful. Number one is God has to be at the forefront of your marriage. He has to be the first thing you talk about when you wake up in the morning. He has to be the last thing you talk about when you go to bed. All right. He has to lead your marriage. He has to, because it's his. Like, it is his.
He did it.
All right. And number two is trust. You cannot, or a marriage will not survive without trust. Will not.
Okay. All right. You guys a lot.
You're welcome.
Go back and watch it again.
We're just working through this.
No, I know.
Yeah, I will. Thank you very much.
You know, it's just a process. And I'm not talking about months. I'm talking about possibly years.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest with you.
Yep.
And ask us how we know. Okay.
So we've been through it.
What I'm trying to tell you is it.
Years.
And I mean, you have to, and I said it last week, I'm going to say it again. You guys need to go do your own individual counseling and fix the wounds that have been there before you two even met each other. There's stuff going on that you don't, maybe not even be aware of. So you've got to heal that stuff, because you're bringing it to the relationship more than likely, and you're wreaking havoc on each other. And so it is my opinion that you guys, and I'm not a licensed counselor, I was a school counselor, there's a big difference, but I'm in therapy. I go to therapy twice a month just to work through stuff, you know, and my therapist is like, well, Kendra, is this really how this happened, or is this how you're seeing it? It matters, y'all. It matters how you frame things. It matters how you see. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees, and so you need to work on yourselves individually. And when you get to a healthier place, 3 months, 6 months, then start to come together with therapy and heal your relationship. And I am a firm believer in that.
Yep. 100%. Yep. And you know, photo guy says, well, you're married to Todd, so LOL. Yeah. Pray for her. She needs a medal. Like, no joke. But, you know, good luck, Alicia. We're praying for you. You keep us updated, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Somebody in the comment section that said that I sound like a Vikings cheerleader. That's funny. Yeah. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Really quick, let's go through this real quick. So college football season, again, is around the corner. I'm so excited about this right now, especially for this, because, y'all, I downloaded this, and I can't wait, because me and Kendra are going to be doing some traveling here in the near future. Like, we're going to be gone for the next 2 weekends. And so I will have this Westwood One app so I can listen to the games while we're on the road. So, look, rivalries are legit. It begins August the 23rd. Westwood One Sports brings you every moment of NCAA football right there from your phone. Top teams, big plays, unforgettable Saturdays like Grave Digger, the Iron Bowl, all the beautiful things that Alabama football is going to do this year. So you can go to listen to your college sports on the rumble.com, the Westwood One app, on westwoodonesports.com via the Westwood One stations. So try it out. Scan this QR code. Download it. Let's do it. I'm so pumped about college football starting.
I know you are, baby.
The fact that somebody said I sound like a Vikings cheerleader is hilarious.
That was the perfect segue into that ad.
It was.
Thanks for that.
It was perfect. Yes, Bree, somebody did answer me on the Grindr thing. They did. All right. Next caller. Hey, welcome to the hot seat. You live with Todd and Kendra. You got 60 seconds. Make it count.
This is me.
This is you.
Well, it's been a little while since you and I have talked. This is Trent.
Nuh-uh.
Are you the bad Trent?
The good Trent or the bad Trent?
The good Trent.
Oh, I thought so. He didn't sound nerdy enough. Yeah, I thought it was him.
Yeah, Trent would have answered the phone and said something like off the wall, like, are you happy about cops walking around in D.C. right now? Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that does kind of segue a little bit into what I called for.
Okay.
Nice.
Was it about hot teachers?
I was working in Alaska.
Yes. I'm kind of jealous a little bit.
You know, I should probably apologize for
getting
Todd into trouble.
No, you're good. Teachers. You're good. I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to interrupt you now. Go ahead. I just had to.
No, the main reason I called was, you know, I spent some time in Alaska, flew in and out of Anchorage quite a few times. And the one thing I noticed there is there's extreme amounts of homelessness in Anchorage. And it got to me thinking about, you know, Putin's going to be flying into there in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that they spend a little bit of time cleaning up that city a little bit before Putin gets there. Because it's, I don't know if you guys have ever flown into Anchorage.
Uh-uh.
It's pretty embarrassing.
I have family up there.
So. All the pictures I see, like, Alaska seems so like it gorgeous. Is a beautiful state.
But think about it.
It is.
It's so expensive. It's just like Hawaii. It's so expensive to live there because of how far away you are from everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so everything is so much more expensive. Am I right
on that?
It's
on my bucket list.
Oh, 100%. Like Alaska, yes. I have family in Eagle River.
Those are on my bucket list.
I 100% want to go.
Yes, it's very expensive there. The homelessness is, I mean, it's horrendous there. I was shocked because I know Alaska's a red state, so I fully expected it not have such an issue. But yeah, the homelessness there is pretty bad, and you also wouldn't expect it with such a cold state either.
Yeah,
yeah. When you said homelessness, I was like, wait a minute, ain't Alaska like, what do they do when it's dark like the whole
for 3 days?
You know, when it's dark like the whole time, and I mean, it gets cold. Like, I'm going to visit.
Well, there's a big difference between Southern Alaska and Northern Alaska.
Oh, I bet.
You know, it's a huge state. I mean, Alaska is as big as like, probably half of the lower 48 states combined.
Yeah.
So there's a major difference in sunlight and temperature and stuff from Anchorage versus where I was working in Prudhoe Bay.
So, I got you.
But yeah. Yeah, that was the main reason I called.
Well, good to know,
I was going to apologize
fun of my,
for getting that.
Make fun of my hot teachers and my blue jeans. I got you.
Right.
Appreciate the call, man. Always good to talk to you, man.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one.
Bye.
This is a good question right here. Balancing affordability and quality of life aspects, where would y'all think is the best place to move right now? And I do love this username. I'm only here so I don't get fined. I love that. It's Marshawn Lynch. What do you think? Because honestly, I don't know.
I mean,
it's really not that expensive down here.
I was going to say, this South is
like
probably your best bet.
Alabama,
price-wise.
You know, the home prices are pretty reasonable.
Yeah, like our average home price around here is around $200,000, and that gets you a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a little bit of land, you know, like a quarter acre or something. I mean, our homes go from anywhere here in town, like 110, 120 a square foot to up to, you know, 190 or 200 for the nicer ones. But I mean, that's still really cheap compared to a lot of places in the country. And our groceries are, our gas is
like Tennessee,
average.
No state taxes. Texas doesn't have state taxes, but I don't know how expensive those states are. I mean, I lived in Fort Worth for a little while. It wasn't that bad. It offsets.
But I mean, I think you get the most bang for your buck when you're down south. For the most part.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right, here we go. Hey, welcome to the hot seat. You are live with Todd and Kendra. You got 60 seconds. Make it count.
1 second. Let me walk out of the room. I'll be right back here.
This is
Misty. Can you hear me, Todd?
Yeah, I can hear. I think this is Misty.
Hey, guys. I don't have a lot of time to talk to you guys, but
give us an update on Mama.
I think they're going to end up pushing. She's hanging in there. They have an emergency in another room, and so I think they're going to end up pushing off her extubation. Unfortunately, they were all ready to go. They were getting all the stuff ready to go. They said 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
And then they had somebody call for an emergency, and so now I'm just waiting for the doctor to come in and talk to me.
You know what? We're going to pray over that because her mom is COPD, right? I always get the.
Yeah.
Okay.
COPD, emphysema, Parkinson's, blind.
And so
there's a lot going on, y'all.
But, and she's had a touchy pneumonia. Mm. COPD attacks the lungs. So like she needs to get off this vent. Every day that she's on it, it makes her lungs more susceptible. It makes them weaker, all the things. And you're saying they were going to pull her off, and they had an emergency next door?
Yeah, and they don't excavate in the afternoon because the doctors go home, so I don't know if they're going to try it or not.
My gosh.
Okay.
So we've been waiting for 2.5 hours. They were supposed to be here 2.5 hours ago. And,
I'm sorry.
I'm just a little restless, so if you have to just pray for my mom, I would appreciate that.
Absolutely. What I'm going to do
is appreciate all the
prayers.
The mafia blessed you last week, right? I don't know if Todd showed that screenshot of
I didn't show the screenshot, but we got the money that Misty's mom needed. Everybody, I gave it to her. I sent it to Misty that day. She got everything she needed. So you guys showed up.
It completed what she needed to get her stuff. So you guys were amazing.
I appreciate you guys so much.
Yes.
That's taken a large weight off of my chest, and my mom did get to hear about that before before they started heavily sedating her. She's very grateful, but just unable to show her gratitude at the moment. So if you guys could just continue to pray as much, there's been so many people in the Discord praying and giving me words of wisdom and sharing love with me and support. And I can't thank you guys enough for that. And I really appreciate it, but I do have to run.
All right.
As soon as mom's awake and able, I will make a video with her expressing her gratitude to everybody because
she wants to tell everybody
how grateful she is.
Well, we appreciate it, Misty.
When she's well.
Thank you so much, dear.
Okay.
And we are praying for you.
Thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
We love you.
Bye. Thank you.
Let's just do that real quick.
I would love for you to do that right now.
Let's go to God in prayer for a second. Father, we just come to you this afternoon for Misty and her mother. Father, you are the great healer. Nothing. There is nothing that you can't do. There's nothing you can't accomplish. And your word tells us that if we come to you in prayer and we ask anything of you, that it'll be done. And Father, we're asking for healing of Misty's mother. We ask that if it's in your will that you heal her, that you take this sickness, you take these lung problems, you make those lungs strong again, and that you get her out of that hospital bed, that you get that tube out of her throat, and that you bring her back to her family, if it's in your will. But Father, on the other side of the coin, I also pray for strength and courage that everything happens in your will. That if it's in your will to call this woman home, that you give Misty and Misty's family the courage to accept your will, and you give them the comfort and the courage to understand that it is your will. Father, we love you, and we just ask all these things in your son's name, and all of God's people said amen.
Amen.
We love you, girl.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you guys, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love my job. All right. We still got some time. All right, here we go. Hey, welcome to the hot seat. You live with Todd and Kendra. 60 seconds. Make it count.
Hey, Todd. This is Jason. How y'all doing?
Hey, Jason. Hey, how are you, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to also say that I want to give my condolences to that last caller, Misty, and her mom. I will be praying for them as well.
Thank you.
My question is that I was wanting to know, do you think that President Trump will be doing the same thing with all the other states as what he's doing now in D.C.
Okay. All right.
That's a good question.
My thing with this is it's all about accountability and responsibility. I've said this before on multiple shows that the president of the United States, his number, look, the economy stuff is great. Wall Street is great. Making housing affordable, lowering gas. That's all great. And they should be priority. But the president's number one priority has to be the safety and security of the American people. It has to be. Okay. Just like a father. All right. My boys, my wife, other than their relationship with God, their safety and security is my number one priority. And I am accountable to that. And I'm responsible for that. And so my whole point is whether D.C. is, that's the president's, that's his home. That's his area. That's where he operates.
Yep.
So that's a no brainer. I mean, that's a given. But the rest of the rest of the cities in this country, if your state government, if your mayor, if your governor, if your elected officials are not putting the safety and security of their voters as priority, and they're letting crime and illegals and these thugs and these punks, and they're not equipping their local law enforcement with the tools that they need to get the job done and get these peckerwoods off the street and behind bars, then it has to go to the president of the United States. Then somebody's got to do it. And if the state's not willing to do it and your local people are not willing to do it, do the job that you elected them to do, then by God, I'm sorry. I will point the finger at President Trump and say, sir, with all due respect, it's your responsibility. Because if they're not going to protect your people, then you got to do it. So I don't, it's not a, for me, man, Jason, it's not of a point of will Trump do it. It's he should do it. 100% right. Should do it.
Yeah.
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 I mean, you know, you got to clean up your own doorstep before you need to be sweeping off anybody else's, right?
Yeah. And to the leftist, exactly. Yeah. And to the leftist lunatics that are running around protesting cops walking down the street, that's the hill you want to die on? Like, these men and women are literally sacrificing time from their families. They could very well sacrifice their lives to protect local communities. And that's something you want to complain about? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, right. Also, I just wanted to say that I sent you an email earlier today. I just want to know if you could be able to take a look at it.
Yeah, let me see this right here. Yeah, let me see what I can do with that, man. Let me see what I can figure out with that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I highlighted it. I highlighted it, so I'll go back and read it after the show.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, man. Have a good one, Jason.
Thanks for calling.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Last caller, because we got to get to TJ. Hey, welcome to Dear America. I'm sorry. Welcome to the hot seat. You're live with Todd and Kendra. 60 seconds, make it count. I mean, give me a break.
State your purpose.
Hey, Todd and Shiny Marine.
Hey, what's up, Johnny. Marine? How you doing, bud?
Not too bad. I've got a question for you. I'm going to talk about this on Saturday, but I'm not exactly sure how to answer it.
Okay.
It is a post from your favorite person named Harry.
Mm.
He says, so MAGA, let me get this straight. On January 6th, Donald Trump didn't have the power to deploy the National Guard, but now he can send the National Guard into D.C. to conduct law enforcement. Please explain that one. I'm not sure how to explain it. Maybe you know better. And Kendra, I wanted to give you my favorite Bible verse to help you with today. James 1:2-4.
I saw that.
It's the same one that got me through all of the bullying I dealt with in high school. And Todd, if you hear my 21st birthday story from the Marines, watch me on Saturday.
All right. I'll check it out, dude. I'll check it out. But yeah, I'll give you the answer, man. Let me hang up and I'll give you all the ammo you need.
All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Johnny.
Well, this is a really simple answer, honestly. So Harry Sisson goes out, and I've actually got the tweet pulled up right here. It says, so MAGA, let me get this straight. January 6th, Donald Trump didn't have the power to deploy the National Guard, but now he can do it to conduct law enforcement. Please explain. No problem, Peckerwood. I got no problem. You can go back and look at Nancy Pelosi's tweet, basically saying the same thing. And literally the chief of the Capitol Police responded to Pelosi's tweet saying, I'm really sick of you, basically in layman's terms and you know, crunching it up because it was a book, basically saying you're full of crap because President Trump requested the National Guard. I requested the National Guard before January the 6th, and your sergeant at arms denied me multiple times. Trump tried to do it. You wouldn't let him do it. The sergeant at arms at the Capitol wouldn't allow it to happen. And I love how the left continue to say stupid stuff like the most dangerous event in D.C. history was January 6th. The only person that died was Ashley Babbitt. Okay. And she was killed by a Capitol police officer. Okay. So there was nothing dangerous about it. The Capitol didn't get burned. Nothing got destroyed. Windows did get broke. And the only person that lost their life was a Trump supporter. So you can shut that crap up right now. And on top of that, Johnny, you literally can pull up the video of Nancy Pelosi talking about it in her car with her stupid little mask on that hit. The reason why she wore a mask everywhere is because she had those little bourbon bottles in her mouth and nobody could see it. Firmly believe it. So between the chief of the Capitol Police's response and the video from, you know, drunken Nancy Pelosi that's had so many facelifts that her belly button's in her freaking throat right now, that's all the ammo that you really need. Like, that's the only ammo that I think you personally need. But having said all that, before we get out of here, don't forget to hit the like button, hit the repost button. I know a lot of you guys do.
Real quick, Mary, Joe, who made your Jeep thing,
this thing,
his wife Mary had surgery today. I don't know how much they want me to share, but I think she's told me before that I can tell this. Mary's cancer came back. She had it a long time ago, got rid of it. It came back. She had surgery today for it. They are home now. She's resting. She did just wake up, and Joe said she said to say hello. So, Mary, keep resting and let Joe take care of you, and prayers for you. Their anniversary is this weekend, I think. And so she was really hoping that they could at least go out to dinner or something. So let him take care of you so he can take you out this weekend.
Sweet. Okay. Well, we're praying for you, Mary, for sure. And for Joe as well. But on our way out, you know, don't forget, we're going to be raiding TJ, a.k.a. Free Castle, a.k.a. to take up your crawl show. If you haven't checked him out yet, I highly recommend it. Dude's got the smoothest voice I've ever heard. He missed his calling. He should be a radio DJ.
And the biggest heart.
Yeah, and a massive size heart. He should either be a radio DJ or he should be on that Calm app, the sleep app, like reading a story or something like that. I would totally pay for that. But like button on your way out, the repost button. I know a lot of you guys do it. Do not forget, we've only got a few more days left to go to redpillthreads.com/hotseat and buy Sharon's shirt. It is the One Nation Under God shirt. So make sure you go check that out. And I got a lot of yeses on the t-shirt subscription, a lot of it. So I know I ain't talked to you about it. I'll talk to you about it after the show. Something that me and Garrett are thinking about doing. So be looking for that in the near future. Don't forget about the audio versions of this show. All the links are down there, whether you're an Apple podcaster or a Spotify podcaster. I know you don't want to listen to me twice in one day. I totally get it. I don't even like hearing the sound of my voice, so I totally get it. But do me a favor, if you have Spotify, if you have Apple, click on those links and follow that show. Give me a rating because it does help me in the algorithm and it does help me generate more income from the audio podcast. And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. So I do appreciate that. And if you don't, you know, you don't have to, but if you want to hit that subscribe button, costs you $5 a month, gives you access to our locals account as well. Me and Kendra post some stuff on there from time to time as well. So do that. You can follow me on social media. I'm Todd Spears, 1776, literally everywhere. So you can find me Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. But other than that, I mean, Kendra, you got anything you want to say on the way out?
Real quick,
anything I missed?
I don't think so. Somebody right here, Jay Kendall, said, Todd, can you please extend the t-shirts until the end of the month? I'm waiting for payday. Are you were just talking about Sharon's.
Yeah, the t-shirt's not going anywhere. Like that, Sharon's t-shirt's going to stay there
but
forever.
But her, where we agreed to give her proceeds.
Yeah, 30% of the profits through, like, I think it was August the 15th. So, but okay. The t-shirt's not going anywhere.
Yeah. All I've got is, you know, just hit that follow button if you're not following. That way you'll always know when Todd goes live. And thank you guys for letting me hang out today. It's been my pleasure. Thanks for putting me in a much better mood than when what I was in when I sat down in this chair. Sorry about that. But anyway, remember, no matter what, even on your grumpy days, Jesus loves you, and so do we.
That's a fact. Love you, miss you, mean it. See you guys in the morning on Dear America. Graham will be at Rumble Studios, and me and Tony will just be where we always are. So see you guys tomorrow. And as far as the hot seat's concerned, same time, same place. See y'all tomorrow. Take care, guys. I reach towards the sky, say